On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Who are we talking about this morning?
We are talking about one Robert Zemeckis, who is a director who's got such a distinctive name that when I was a kid watching movies and starting to read the credits, he was one of the first directors I sort of started to notice because he would show up a lot on films that I really, really, really liked.
See, I just had the same but opposite problem. Was I was like, I don't think I've seen any of his films. And then I looked it up and I was like, I've seen like a dozen of these movies. I just obviously don't pay enough attention.
He's had a very illustrious career. So should we get into it?
Let's crack into it. What is your number five?
Number five is 1984's Romancing the Stone, which people sort of see as sort of a lesser Indiana Jones-ish wannabe kind of film, but is a wonderful, wonderful movie that holds up really well. Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner, an adventure in South America, and Danny DeVito, just very 80s. It was the film that established Robert Zemeckis' commercial credentials after he'd made a few flops that were produced by Steven Spielberg. He'd made this Beatles film called I Want to Hold Your Hand and this other comedy called Used Cars. And he'd been trying to get a time travel movie off the ground, but the studios didn't have faith in him because he hadn't made a hit.
Right.
So he made Romancing the Stone, and that established his bona fides, and and it all went from there. So that's number five.
Awesome.
Number four, Contact from 1997, which I absolutely love. It's an alien first contact movie that tries to sort of take a more cerebral approach to this topic. It's a bit pretentious, but as I've always said, pretension is good in cinema.
There's lots of very good outfits in this movie as well. Everyone looks very 90s and cool.
It's true. I think Matthew McConaughey wears some nice wool knit sweats in this and has some nice scarves. Jodie Foster is the lead. It's about they get a radio signal that has plans for some kind of interstellar device. It's a notable antecedent to the film Interstellar, actually, but love Contact from 1997.
Fantastic.
Number three from 1989, Back to the Future Part 2. Which I absolutely love.
That's maybe controversial. I know some people who just won't watch it. They're like, nah, number one or bust.
Yeah, that's insane. Back to the Future Part 2 is such a good sequel. It turned my mind inside out when I saw it when I was a kid. Its conception of the future, which is now the past, 2015, was really great. Mm-hmm. The way it followed up on threads from Back to the Future 1 was just, you know, wonderful. I love Back to the Future Part 2. Number 2,
Ooh.
Back to the Future.
There we go.
Which is a wonderful, wonderful film. Legendary classic.
I have to admit, I haven't seen any of the trilogy. Do you think it's something I should spend the entire weekend watching?
Sorry, you dropped out there. What did you say?
I haven't seen any of the trilogy.
Oh, wow. I think you should start with two, just go 2, 1, then 3.
It's a bit like Star Wars. Don't watch it in order. Watch it in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Back to the Future, total must-see. Michael J. Fox is kind of movie star. I always try to think, who's the modern Michael J. Fox? And there kind of isn't one. He was sort of a Mickey Rooney type. So cool, very charming actor.
Yeah.
I miss him being in movies. And number one.
All right, what have we got?
It's a film I've been revisiting at this time because it just fills me with good vibes. There's not a single bum moment in it. 1988's Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Nice.
Which is just an amazing film, combination live action animation that sort of set in it's sort of a film noir movie as well. Has a whole lot of character from the Disney and Warner Brothers animation universes, and Bob Hoskins is great. Just a wonderful, wonderful film. You guys have seen this, right?
I have. I can remember the first time I watched it.
I have actually seen this, yeah.
I can remember the first time I watched it having one of those moments where you're like, oh, this is a bit meta, and kind of starting to maybe kind of understand how movie makers do that in their thing as well. I remember being kind of quite impressed by that when I was probably about 11 or something watching this.
Yeah, it's amazing how well the effects in this film hold up.
Totally.
It's, his films have always kind of, he's associated with special effects, and he kind of went off the digital deep end for a while there, making mocap films that weren't very pleasant, like The Polar Express. Stuff like that, but he's made a few weird films lately. But his next film I'm really excited to see, which is a new adaptation of Roald Dahl's The Witches, which is my all-time favourite book.
I was about to say, I just saw that on his Wikipedia page. And,
yeah, I love that book so much growing up, and Anne Hathaway plays the lead witch in that, the Angelica Houston role from the earlier adaptation.
I was going to say, it's got big shoes to fill, because that movie also had a huge impact on me as a child. It actually scared the living daylights out of me.
That was a cool film. Yeah, I'll be interested to see sort of how dark they go with it.
That will be really good.
But got to give honourable mentions to films like Back to the Future Part 3, which is great as well. Castaway.
Yeah, that one's got a few texts this morning.
Yep. What Lies Beneath, I'm a big fan of, and Forrest Gump is not bad either.
Can't go past Forrest Gump, really. Someone's also said, Rosie's also said The Walk is one of her faves as well.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, based on the documentary about the guy who did the tightrope walk between the World Trade Center, the Man on Wire, the documentary that's based on, I think is so wonderful. I thought the walk struggled to get out of...
Right.
Out of the shadow of Man on Wire a bit.
There are a lot of Castaway texts coming in as well. I think people just love the yeah, it is a good one, eh? They're all really good. I can't believe I didn't realise he'd done all of them as well. I feel like I've done some learning that I needed to do this morning, Fabian, so thank you very much for that.
You're very welcome as always. I will talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Ka kite.
See you later.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
You certainly